everybody. It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today we're with another Stillwater guy, another Red Dirt artist. You guys know I'm a big fan of them guys. We have Avery Stinnett. How you doing, man?
What's going on, dude? How you doing? I'm doing good.
Good, good. So you've been keeping busy out there. You've been playing a lot of shows. What you been up to?
Yeah, we've been picking up. We've been doing some writing recently, so we're trying to get some new material out there. Some of the summer shows are picking up, though. We just played Stillwater last night, actually, or Saturday night. And so that was a pretty good time. Okay. Packed house out there, as always.
Yeah, man, right on. So do you consider, is Stillwater like kind of where you cut your teeth around that area?
I'd say me myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Stillwater was a huge start to where I started playing music. That's the reason I moved out there, was to play some music. So I met Trent Fletcher, was one of the first dudes I met, and then kind of hung around with him, and there's a couple more that popped in there, and so we ran around a little bit for a while, and yeah, that's where I cut my teeth for sure, playing the open mics every night and hosting them, and then eventually passing that on to other people.
Did you host it after Trent stopped?
Yeah, Trent left, and then I took over it for probably 2 years or so, and then I passed it on and I moved back to Oklahoma City now. So
okay, I got you. So people who do listen, that they know that I have a lot of like guys from the Red Dirt scene and Stillwater especially on here. I had like Trent, Matt Williams, Gannon, all them cats. And I kind of nerd out about it. I lived there a few years back, and like that's kind of what introduced me. It is what introduced me to Red Dirt and the music scene out of there. So I love talking about it, man. Do you what do you think about that scene currently? Like, obviously, it's rich in history with going back to Ragweed and Boland and all them guys. What do you think it's like now? The current state of it, is it peaking? Is it at the top right now? Like, what do you think?
Right now, I think it's working its way back up to the top, because we did a lot to try to bring back the live music everywhere, because it wasn't as popping before, but it's coming back for sure. I mean, there's a lot of people that are up there playing music and doing the little scene up there, you know? There's a good group of people up there, so they're holding it down.
Yeah, man, for sure. What are some venues you played up there, like on the Strip or the Tumbleweed? Where'd you play?
This last weekend we played at the Salty Bronx Saloon. It's on the Strip, but we've played at the Tumbleweed, and we've played at Outlaws. We've played at Willie's on the Strip, so played around.
Yeah, man, those are some fun times. Fun times were had there. Salty Bronx, is that the one that was that's owned by the Great Divide?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yep. I couldn't remember who it was.
Yeah, Great Divide's got that. They got a lot of history on the walls in there, too, like, regarding Red Dirt music and stuff.
Yeah, right on, man. Well, let's back up a bit, just so people could get familiar with you. When did you start, making original music and, like, wanting to make this your career and really setting that dream in motion?
So I believe the first song I wrote was Tonight, and I put that out in 2020, I think. So, okay. I mean, 4 years ago, I started putting out music. That was the first song I had ever written in my entire life, start to finish, and I was just like, hey, man, sounds pretty good. Let's get it into somewhere where we could record it.
And, yeah, man.
Put it out there, and it did a decent job, just, you know, throwing it out there and letting people listen to it.
Yeah, it kind of sucks that it was like right when COVID happened and you couldn't really play like during that and like get it out there.
For sure. And that even kind of set us back a bit there, which it seems like that was just yesterday, but it's,
we're moving 4 years.
So it's looking a lot better for everybody.
Good. So, like we said a few minutes ago, like your guys' scene is very tight knit, and like there's a lot of camaraderie in that scene, the Red Dirt scene and whatnot. Is there any? Who are some like peers you have that you like to play with or like co-write with? Even are there anyone that comes to mind?
Yeah, there's a few that come to mind. Like I said, me and Trent used to play a lot together. So I like playing with Trent. I like playing. We've played with Gannon. We played with Matt before. I really like Noah Bowman. Noah Bowman's another dude that's killing it out there. So I wouldn't mind doing some writing with any of them, you know, like try to come up with some collaborations or something. It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, hell yeah. Have you played or you haven't played like Kafra yet, have you?
No, I haven't played the main stage Kafra. I've played the little pre-party thing they got before.
Oh, nice. How was that?
Oh, it was all right. It was all right. It's no main stage,
Okay.
but it was all right.
That's funny. I was just talking to Charlie Hickman a couple weeks ago. And when I first kind of heard of him, or I was at Calf Fry for the, I actually missed the entire day, so I only got there for the after party. And he was like,
Right.
"Oh man, the after party was awesome." And then you were just like, "Yeah, it was all right." But that's the pre-party. That's before the party
Yeah, I was about
starts.
to say I played the pre-party. The after party probably would be like all right because everybody's still there from Kafra.
Yeah. Do you for the pre-party? Are you in the tumbleweed for that too?
No, we played outside. We did it
Okay.
twice. We played outside, just right outside the main door on the side. They had like a little
Oh,
stage
sweet.
set up and everything. So, I mean, it's pretty cool
Nice.
time. There was a good little turnout for the second time around for sure.
So how do you get onto that? Because I know like they do like the I could have this completely wrong, but they do like the Battle of the Bands thing, right? And then that's how you could get on the after party maybe or something like that.
I believe it's either the after party or the first slot of the show, of the main show.
Okay.
I couldn't
Okay.
remember if it's the after party or if it's the opener for like the main lineup of that night.
So
But yeah,
how'd you
that's
get
how
on
you get
the
onto that now.
pre-party? Oh.
I don't remember. I think the Carrie McBride just called me and asked me if I wanted to play it.
Okay. Hell yeah. Well, it's a fun
Yeah.
time. I've been a couple times and it's a blast. It's always
Oh, Kafra's
extremely
great.
hot though. That kind of sucks, but yeah.
It's always hot and it always seems to rain and just be muddy as hell out there, but you know, it's
Yeah,
the
there's like
experience. It's
no in
worth
between.
it. This year's lineup looks killer though.
Yeah,
For
who was on
Kafra.
that? Was it like Muscadine, I want to say, was on that?
Just some
I don't
names that
know.
I
Could.
remember. Treaty Oak for sure, they're coming. That's one of my gotta see them. I love them. Shane Smith, I
So,
think, might be
yeah.
going. I don't want to start talking out of my ass now because I don't remember. Yeah,
It's
I've
all
been talking
right.
about
We're not held to facts here. We'll just fact check ourselves. It's
it.
whatever. Dude, you mentioned Treaty Oak. Talk about some guys who blew up out of nowhere. I live in Cincinnati or near Cincinnati over here in northern Kentucky, and they came to it was like a it was called I'm really hope I get this right. It was like Bulls, Barrels, and Bands. It's like an independent like rodeo circuit. And they came with Wyatt Flores and dude, and have you seen them yet? I got you said you really need to see them.
Trivia?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've seen them. I saw they came to
Oh.
Canes not too long ago, Thursday and Friday, and I got tickets to both nights. I went both times.
Oh, nice. Okay, so I was about to say I didn't know if you saw them yet, but yeah, they're insane. I couldn't believe like the because they played in Lexington, which is far away from Oklahoma and Texas, and they packed that sta that arena. And like they played before Wyatt, and like no offense to Wyatt, he's amazing too. But like when Treaty Oak was done, like I felt like a whole quarter of the stadium left. Like they were there for Treaty Oak.
Dude, Treaty Oak is killing it right now. Like I said, they're probably my favorite band at the moment to go watch and listen to, and they kind of like give that's where I'm gaining my inspiration from is because I love that sound that they got. That
Yeah,
kind of like
so
country rock and roll.
yeah, let's dive into that then. So like with your sound, because I went and listened to your stuff today just to, like get ready for the interview and everything, and like it's great. It's that nice like it's that rock leaning, like the edgier kind of style that's pretty popular right now out there. And it does like have like that Treaty Oak kind of sound that was started, you know, like Co did it before and Treaty Oak did it. They made their own kind of deal too. And what have you always wanted to do that? Like since you started, or did you, like a lot of these guys start out just straight up country or Americana and then they evolve into that. How do you want to start doing it? Like, were you like rock kind of leaning from the beginning?
I mean, I'd say probably so. Cause like you said, Co Wetzel was right in that time frame of when I was kind of writing that stuff. And so I was kind of going for that edgier sound. And then, so I mean, it's always kind of been, but I also have a really country side, like a really country leaning side. So whenever I'm writing the song in my head, it doesn't sound so rock and rollish, but whenever I get my band with me together and we put music to it, it can really change it up real quick.
Yeah, so it was probably a good thing. Like when you did get your band together, like they're on the, were they on the same page with you from the start? Like we want to play this, or like was it okay? Cool.
I think they were on the same page because I mean, like I said, tonight. So I wrote that song. I didn't even have a band yet. I found me a group of people, and my drummer, the original drummer, is still with me. And but we switched up a couple people here and there. But I took him that song. Was like, hey man, here's what I got. I played it for him on acoustic guitar, and then we just kind of put it together right there. And it was just kind of great how it happened because I feel like that song is just, it's great the way it is to me in my head. Like, you know, like that's the only sound it could have. And we just came up with that just right there, like right there on the spot. Just played it together and it came out like that.
Yeah, man, it's a great song for sure. And is when you did get your group together, like, did you guys gel immediately? I know sometimes it takes a while, but like, or did it take a while, or did you guys like get together and it was like you guys got it right away?
Dude, it kind of was just a got it right away thing. I got a good group of guys, and so I mean, they work well together. We don't have to sit there. We don't bicker about things back and forth. We just start playing and jamming, and it comes out.
How'd you meet them all?
So I remember meeting my drummer. I'd put on Facebook like, hey, I'm looking for a drummer, and then I knew a guy that knew him and he tagged him in the post, so we showed up at his house and jammed, and that was it. Like, it just took off from there. And then we found a guitar player that had started with us that he was pretty good too, but he took up firefighting, so he didn't have time, the schedule for the band anymore. Yeah, now we got a whole new group of people, really, except for the drummer. And, I got a pretty good group, so we're excited to hit the road and play some more shows.
Hell yeah, man. So, like, I guess what do you got coming up for 2024? Like, now that it's summer and shows are going to start popping off, you got any cool ones planned?
We got a few cool ones. This weekend we're playing Weatherford for college rodeo weekend at JC Cowboys with Hunter Hughes. So we're playing that. And then I know we got Lake Texoma coming up during the summer, sometime in July. We're playing Bar Bay. And then we got a festival in Kansas. I think it's in August, but it's called Tiblo Days. So we're going to go out there and headline a little festival out there. And I've heard it's a pretty good time. So pretty excited for that.
Yeah, festival. That'll be a fun. Is this your first time playing at a festival? Well, no, you say you played Calf Fright. Who's all on that lineup?
Man, I just got the paperwork for the contract for it the other day, so I'm not really sure right now. But I know that. Oh, good. I know it's me and four other people, so I'm not sure where they're from. I think they range from Texas to Kansas. All around, kind of.
Yeah, right on. What, are there any venues that are like kind of like bucket list that you really want to play?
Bucket list venues. Man, like, I'd like to get down into Texas. Like, man, I'm trying to think of a venue. The venue just that I actually wanted to play just closed. Hank's just closed down.
Yeah, dude, I saw that. On. Damn.
Seems like they're dropping more and more every day.
Yeah, I saw Lola's. You know Lola's? I think it's in Fort Worth.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, that one closed too. That was a really cool one. I saw Austin Mead and Colton Moore played like an acoustic kind of swap there. This was years ago. It's freezing cold. The shit's outside, man. And it was like, I think it might have been snowing. Shit fucking sucked. But the music was great, but the weather that wasn't very good. Right. So, yeah. So your last single release was Where You Are Now, correct?
Yes, sir.
So can you tell me a bit about like what that's about or the inspiration behind it?
Yeah, so it's about a girl, and I was driving home one night. Feels like most of the songs I've written have come from me driving with the radio off, and I'm just kind of like humming stuff or singing stuff, you know, like making lines. So it says, long drive home at 3 a.m. And so that was what I was doing. I was driving home at like 3 a.m. My radio was off, so I was just jamming, and I just came up with these words to that song. And it sounded pretty good to me, so I took it to the guys, and they're like, hell yeah. So we put some music to it. And we actually recorded a music video for it at Outlaws on the Strip in Stillwater.
Oh, really?
So that's out along with it as well. But nice. I pretty much just wrote it about thinking. I just know, like, whenever I was in a breakup, it's like all you could think about is what they're doing. Like I wonder what the hell they're doing right now, you know? And so that's where the inspiration came from, was like, wonder what you're doing now.
Yeah, if they're off running around with some other dude, all that shit.
Yeah, or they could just be in their bed just not doing shit, you know, but you don't know. So you're just sitting there, it's killing you. You're just thinking about it all the time.
Yeah, 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 tend to overthink it. That's good, though, very relatable, and that's the key, man. And it was great. I love it. And we were talking earlier about, like, the rock-leaning stuff, and I'm kind of curious on, is that something, and you say that you've always been like that for the most part. So is that something that you're just kind of going to continue on in the near future? Or do you have some other sound or style or something you want to try, or like anything in your mind brewing that you might want to give a go in the near future?
That's a great question, because I've recently been thinking about that myself. I do like this rock sound, and it seems like most of the stuff we do and we talk about it ends up being that way. But I definitely would not mind trying some other options, because you never know what's going to hit. So, I mean, I like country-ish sounding songs, so do a little bit more of like a, you know, mellower country type sounding song or two, and see what takes off after that, you know, which I did. Yeah. I did an acoustic song my dad actually wrote way back in the day. And so I always thought it was a great song. I could always remember the lyrics no matter how long it's been since I've heard it. So I took it from him, and he let me record it. And that one's the acoustic song.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more country. Awesome. That's not as rock and roll.
Yeah. That's cool though, that your dad wrote it and he said, yeah, I'll record it. Is he a big musical guy or is a songwriter or anything like that?
I mean, he did write a lot of songs. More back in the day than now. He's kind of let me take over it, but he still plays every now and then. But he's the one that actually got me started. There's a little bar in Oklahoma City called JJ's Alley, and he would go up there and play their 7 Day Rebellion thing, which is like original songwriter. So that's what got me to want to write a song so that I could play in that. So I wrote Tonight, and then that was the first time I've like played on a stage behind a microphone. I remember I was just nervous as hell. Didn't really want to sing in front of anybody, but did it anyway, because I was like, if he can do it, I can do it. And so it took off from there, and now I'm trying to keep it going.
Awesome. Do you still get those like jitters and everything now, like when you're on stage?
It seems like every time I play a new venue, I get a little nervous for some reason. I don't know why, but because as soon as we get up there and we get going, it's like it's all good. But new venues give me a little bit of the jitters.
Yeah, it's funny how I've heard multiple people say that. Like, they play, like, a lot of the guys, like, they have, like, their, I don't know if you call it hometown venue or whatever, like, the one you play, like, all the time. And then they go, like, down the street to another one. It's like they're just starting up again, which I think that has to be intimidating. Is there any venue that comes to mind to where you got, like, not nervous, but, like, you have, like, great crowd feedback every time? It's always a good show.
I mean, Salty Bronc, man, I got a lot of people in Stillwater that come out and support, so Salty Bronc's always a good time. Everybody's dancing, they're singing along, it's packed from the front to the back. Grady's is another one that does pretty well too in Yukon, Oklahoma.
Right on.
Because, I said, I moved to.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I moved to Oklahoma City, and so now I've kind of got I've got my people in Stillwater, and I can always go back there. And then I'm working on getting Oklahoma City locked down. So.
Yeah, for sure. And we don't have to keep talking about Stillwater because I know you probably want to. You're talking about you want to conquer Oklahoma City, go to Tulsa, maybe do all that. But I do have one more question about Stillwater, and that is, what bar on the Strip? Because I love the Strip. I didn't go to college or nothing. I actually worked for the school, and I was just kind of enjoying the. This sounds really kind of stupid, but enjoying the college atmosphere when I was way too old to be in college. So I'd be going on the Strip to these bars. Are there any bars that you liked going to the most there and grabbing a beer at or something?
Dude, you're not alone because I was too old to be going to school there and I just moved up there to play music. So, it's me and everybody else is just 3 or 4 years younger than me. And I'm God, I feel so old out here, but I did go. And, Willie's was my favorite for a long time, and it still is. I still love Willie's. That's the place. That's where I did the open mic. Trent did the open mic there. That was – spent a lot of nights in that bar. But Outlaws is pretty fun, too. That's more of a club-type atmosphere.
Yeah, Outlaws was – I remember that one was pretty damn big. But Willie's, Willie's was great. I went there – I remember the first time I went there, I was still new to the area, and I – plop myself down in at one of those seats, and I turn around, and there's that Garth Brooks plaque right behind me. He played there on that little stage, which is pretty funny. Bar scene's great. I like the I think it's called the what it called the Copper Penny or something.
Yeah, the Copper Penny.
Yeah, that's just because there was a lot of chicks that went there. But anyway,
there's a lot of chicks that go there. they got a nice little outdoor area. They got the big old linings and stuff, you know?
Yeah, man, it was nice. So Oklahoma City, man, have you played or been to the Mercury Lounge, I think it's called?
Yeah, that one's in Tulsa, but I've...
Oh, that's in Tulsa.
So right? I haven't really been there a whole lot, but... last time we played there in Tulsa, we played the Vanguard with American Slang, and the Mercury's right across the street, actually. So we got to go over there and check it out a little bit. It's pretty cool. That's hearing it all the Turnpike songs and stuff. That's just iconic right there.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned American Slang. I saw them open for Austin Mead and Mitchell Ferguson, January last year. And those dudes are completely out of left field. It's Motley Crue just got on stage or something.
Dude, Motley Crue is the best way to put it. We saw him at Beer City Music Hall in Oklahoma City a couple months ago. And I was just blown out of the water because I remember them. I remember playing with them and I was yeah, they're good. But dude, I didn't remember they were that good. They killed it.
Yeah, man. They did. They're great. So do you feel in the Oklahoma area, the more artists you meet and the more, the more you get to play with them or just, tour around and have them open or you open for them, is there a lot of it? Is it more competition or is it more a camaraderie aspect, if you know what I mean?
I would definitely say camaraderie. I feel like that's the only way us guys that are starting out are going to get anywhere is to help each other out. And so, like I said, that's how me and Trent started. I was playing with him and he was playing with me. And, now he's touring the country with Josh Malloy and stuff. He's doing cool things. And so now I'm doing the same thing with Hunter Hughes. He's out of Elk City. And we've been booking shows together. So all the shows I'm playing that I booked, he's opening up for me, and then same vice versa. I'm opening up for him this weekend at JC Cowboys in Weatherford. So
awesome.
Going back and forth and trying to help each other get up there to the top.
Yeah. And that's the awesome thing with you guys out there. And it's almost people say the machine, but they usually mean it in a bad way, but I mean it in a good way. It's a system or a machine. Cause I feel that's how it goes. With Trent, for instance, I remember when I first met him, like he was just hosting the open mics at Willie's. And like you said, now he's touring around, he's playing really cool venues across the country. And I feel like it's almost everyone I come in contact with, like, they just shoot up, you know what I mean? In popularity, there's like that one moment they get that just boosts them up. So do you agree with that, or is that kind of just like from an outsider's perspective? I feel like that's how it is in your guys' specific area.
I'd say that, yeah. I'd say that's pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Pretty spot on, yeah. I mean, it's just a matter of time. You just keep, like I said, keep putting each other out there. There's no reason to be a competition because people are going to listen to what they want to listen to no matter mm-hmm. what. So they might listen to one of you, they might listen to the other, they might listen to both of you, but there's no reason, like, competition isn't going to do it. It isn't going to change their mind. You know, like, as a listener.
Right. Yeah. No, exactly. That's a good way to put it. Is it, how do you keep yourself on that grind? Like, does it get, like, frustrating at some points? Is it, are there times like, man, this ain't ever going to work? Or how do you keep yourself motivated?
Yeah. So there's been a couple times while I've been doing it where it's like, is this really going to do anything, you know? Or am I just, I mean, it's fun no matter what, but there's been times I've thought that, but then there's, I mean, it doesn't take much to kick it back on to be like, dude, we really do have what it takes. We just need to get some more material out there and get in front of some people. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm riding that, I'm on that high peak of like, we are really kicking ass. Like, we got a good group of guys that go in and practice and show up and perform. And it's, I think we got it. We just need to tweak a little few things here and there.
Yeah, man. And I could tell you from just, like, from people I know in Nashville, man, like your name comes up, like, people know you, like, in, at least in the circles like that we ran in over here, like that's how I heard about you is from the people in Nashville. So that, like, that has to be pretty, you know, like, that, I think that's pretty cool. And like, have you ever been to Nashville or wanted to visit and like maybe do some co-writes or anything like that?
I don't really know a whole lot of people in Nashville. I mean, the only people that I know personally that I've talked to before would be like, I mean, we opened up for Trey Lewis, so I met him and talked to him a few times.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Wyatt Flores. He's from,
we know him very
Stillwater.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, I figured, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it'd be cool to do that if I was, you know, had the opportunity. I went to Nashville one time, and it was on, like, a Wednesday night. We were coming back from New York, and we decided to stop, and I mean, it was still pretty popping, though. For a Wednesday night, the strip does not die. But it was pretty cool. We checked out a few bars. I think that'd be a fun place to play.
Yeah, and it's – I'm curious to know what your opinion is on it because, like, a lot of people, like, think of – like, from each side, the Texas / Red Dirt region and the Nashville area, like, a lot of people, like – are kind of hesitant to say they like it even, or even just want to play over there. Cause I feel like there's like an invisible rivalry, you know, I think that's pretty obvious in some standpoints, but there's also an equal amount of people who like love visiting each place and getting to know artists from each region and riding with them, playing with them, working with them. What do you see, or what do you think about that? Is there a part of you that's like, man, I don't know if I want to get caught up into the Nashville, like people say there, like the machine in the bad way, like people like to say, but like, is there any part of you that thinks that, or is it just like another place you want to, you kind of hit on it, or is that another place you wanted to kind of just go and explore?
No, I mean, I do get the stigma you're talking about between Red Dirt and Nashville stuff. Like people, I don't know why they hate it. I mean, I do get it to a point. Like there's some songs I just, you know, I'm just not feeling. But there is a couple Nashville artists, like, I'll say it, you know, Morgan Wallen. I love him. Luke Combs. I mean, there's a bunch of people out of Nashville popping off right now that have some great music. So I wouldn't be against it at all. Like, if I have the opportunity and meet some people that I could go up there and write with and play with, I think it'd be fun as hell to go up there and play in Nashville.
Yeah, man. Just don't go on the sixth floor and throw a chair into the sidewalk. Like Morgan
shit. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll put my face on some papers, you know?
Hey, it might be worth it. You're right.
I don't think it'd be as cool whenever I throw a chair off the building. They're just going to be pissed off.
That's funny. But, dude, like, if you ever do, I usually tell people after we're done recording, but we're on the topic now, but if you ever are thinking about coming to the area, we do. Like Rage Rowdy does multiple like writers rounds at like Live Oak and winners and losers, like the bars out there. And we'd love to have you. So like, if you're ever in the area, hit me up and I could connect you with the right people and we can make it happen.
Sweet, but, for sure.
Yeah, a little side note. But anyway, let's talk about some new music or anything you got going on. What do you got on the plate?
Yeah, so we have a few new songs that we wrote together. This is the first time we've kind of written songs as a group, because for the most part it's been, you know, I'd bring a song to him, we put music to it. But this time I was like, let's get together and see everybody's idea on it and see kind of what we can come up with. So we got a few new singles we're about to release. And I'll say, I might be a little biased, but they sound pretty good. So we're excited to get those out. And then I think our next project's going to be trying to work on some kind of EP, maybe.
Okay.
Take a few of the singles that we have released and then put them together with a few new songs and put that out.
Yeah, I love that personally, because like a lot of, and you can't blame like the artist for this, but like nowadays, like it's just single city. Like people don't have the attention span like they have. And it's like a lot of people say like it's not worth putting albums out. Like, do you think like that? I mean, if you're putting an EP out, I mean, hell, like that kind of speaks for itself. But like, what do you think about that? Like the TikTok generation too, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's short attention span. They want the 5-second clips, or they want just one song and then they're immediately like, all right, let's get another one out. Like, what's your opinion on that?
So my thing is, I don't mind releasing the singles at all. Like, there was a time where I was like, man, we're just releasing single after single. We need to put out like a project or something. But then I got to thinking, and I'm like you just said, look at people now. They're just releasing singles. Like, they're not even releasing EPs anymore, really. I mean, they'll throw a few of those on there and add an EP, but I think, in my opinion, it's like, because there's been songs that have been on albums that I've never heard before that are great. I just didn't listen to the whole album. So it's like, you listen to what's hot, what people are mentioning, but good songs could get lost in an album, in my opinion. So I mean, releasing it by the single, it kind of makes them listen to it, because it's like, well, you've got something new here, so here it is. And everybody jams that one new song over and over and over again. It gets a lot of attention per song, I would say.
Yeah, no, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And also, like, you remember, like, when we were little, like, the artists we're going to get, like, we want to hear, like, one song, but we'd have to buy the entire CD for it. And then you don't listen to any other song on it. You know what I mean? So it's like... Right. And at the same time, like you said, good songs get lost in it, but also it takes the attention away from the other songs that could be just as good, but they don't get any attention. So I get, you know, I didn't think about it that way. You just one song at a time, and then you could put them all on an album if you want and stuff like that, I guess. I don't know. I don't understand it. I'm not a musician, so, but yeah, that's interesting. What else you got with the like new music? You got any names, any dates that they might be dropping, or is that all hush hush right now?
I mean, I can give you the name of one of the songs that we've got coming out. We're gonna call it More.
Okay.
And so that song, yeah. I can kind of tell you what it's about. The song's just about probably being in like a toxic relationship where it's like, you know, you bicker and you fuss and fight until you just can't stand each other anymore. But then as soon as, like, you know, it only takes one little thing to get you back on track to where that's all you want is that person. So
yeah,
that's kind of the basis of the song there.
Yeah, it's very relatable. Definitely, I can tell you that. So like with your writing process, you said earlier like that, like you were driving in the car 3 a.m. and then all of a sudden you had a song. Like, is that kind of how it usually works for you? Or do you ever sit down with like a pad of paper, write? Or like, what do you usually do when you write a song?
Man, I've tried doing the pen and paper and stuff, and it's like, I'll write down maybe a verse or something and then sit there and be stuck on that for however long, and then just be like, screw it, and just move on and never even think about that again. It seems like I said, every song I've written has come to me right then. Like, I just have to be in that moment and in that mode of writing, and I can knock out a song. But if I sit there and try to write it down, man, I just can't get through it. But the last time we did, like whenever we did it in a group, we did kind of sit down, because there's no way I'm just going to do that in my head, you know? So we sat down and we were writing stuff down and we'd just start singing and we'd play the melody over and over and over again. And we'd just sit there and just say random stuff until something was like, oh, that sounds good. And then we'd write that down and move on to the next part, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So when you do write with like the other guys, since that's like a new thing, was that challenging at first, or was that another thing y'all just kind of gelled on right away?
At first it was a little challenging. I mean, you know, there's some ideas that are just like, wouldn't work. And so it's like hard to like say, I don't know about that. You know, like, I don't want to be like that guy, you know?
Yeah.
But, once we just kind of put all that aside and was like, you know, we're writing a song, we're going to write what sounds good, we're going to, you know, we're going to make this sound good, then we kind of just, you know, we'll throw out whatever sounds good or not sound good, you know, at least see what it does, what we could work with.
Yeah, right on, man. But hey, Avery, thanks for hopping on. I really appreciate it. And I'm really excited to hear what's to come too, man. Like your stuff rocks. It's classic Red Dirt Stillwater shit going on right now. That's bound to explode, man. Like, honestly, it's really good. And before we take off here, are there any plugs, social media, anything you want to promote here real quick?
Yeah, you can go follow me. I got a Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. It's all under Avery Stennett Music. So we got stuff, posting shows and little clips here and there. So y'all go check it out and give us a follow.
Awesome. Well, man, thanks a lot for hopping on. And everyone listening, also check out Rowdy Alternative, Rage Rowdy. We're on all the socials. Check out our website, everything. So, yeah, Avery Stennett, everybody. Thanks a lot for hopping on, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, dude.
Yeah, we'll see y'all next time.